Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Three people dead in two states now linked to one man. Flay Rollins, 54, accused of killing a woman. Her body found at a 10-acre campsite in Florida's Apalachicola National Forest. When Rollins is jailed, he's quickly linked to the suspicious death of another pregnant woman and a man in Valdosta, Georgia. All three victims shot. Our Jennifer Gould standing by. Jennifer, what do you know?
Nancy, a blood-soaked failure of the justice system has left three people dead and a Florida community in mourning after a career monster was allowed to walk free on a measly bond. Flay Rollins Jr., 54, a man with a 30-year rap sheet of domestic savagery and seven prior prison stints, allegedly celebrated his freedom by embarking on a 48-hour execution tour across Tallahassee, Florida, and Valdosta, Georgia. Between January 15th and 16th, Rollins allegedly gunned down a pregnant mom, an ex-girlfriend he had previously tried to kill, and a male coworker, all while out on a $10,000 bond for a 2024 attempted murder charge involving a box cutter attack. State Attorney Jack Campbell spoke to WCTV Eyewitness News.
Keeping people in jail is a very serious thing to do, but this is the nightmare scenario, as when people get out of jail, these kind of atrocities can happen.
The nightmare unraveled when Leon County deputies found the body of Otika Williams, a pregnant mother of four, riddled with bullets at the Camp Richardson Retreat Center. Once in custody, Rollins reportedly sang like a canary, directing investigators to the Apalachicola National Forest. There, police discovered the remains of Sheena Keenan, the mother of his child, near a public range. In a bone-chilling twist, records show Rollins served 4 years for stabbing Keenan in the back in 2018. This time, he allegedly made sure she stayed down, dragging her into the woods and shooting her in the head. Across the state line in Georgia, the body of his co-worker, Walter Bo Pettiford, was found the same day, another casualty of Rollins's unhinged wrath. U.S. Marshals eventually cornered the killer at Tony's Quick Stop in Tallahassee, spotting a firearm in plain view inside his black Chrysler. Rollins is held without bond, facing three counts of first-degree murder. Prosecutors are now moving to add a fourth murder count for Williams's unborn baby, potentially securing a death penalty path. The Lowndes County DA has officially filed for extradition to ensure Rollins answers for the Georgia slaying after Florida concludes its case. Anyone with information regarding these brutal homicides is urged to contact the Leon County Sheriff's Office at 850-606-5800 or the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office at 229-671-2900. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. You can also watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One and YouTube. And follow the Crime Alert hourly update wherever you listen to podcasts. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
A Brooklyn mother accused of treating her infant's tiny corpse like luggage was cut loose on supervised release, even as prosecutors revealed the stomach-churning state of the baby's remains. Janae Kendall, 25, is currently facing charges for concealment of a human corpse after police discovered her one-month-old son, Adonis, stuffed inside a duffel bag and stashed in a closet inside her Flatbush apartment. This neighbor spoke to News 12.
Other than her being loud and noisy, where you can hear things coming out, booming out of the apartment, never anything that made me think that there was anything suspicious.
The horror unfolded at 209 Veronica Place in Brooklyn, New York. Concerned that she hadn't seen her grandson in weeks, Adonis's maternal grandmother called the NYPD for a wellness check. When officers arrived at the seventh floor unit, Kendall allegedly spun a web of lies, claiming the boy was with his 30-year-old father and hadn't been home for 14 days. However, when the father denied having the child, the reclusive mom's story disintegrated. Cops returned to the apartment and followed a quote-unquote strong odor of decomposition to a closet. Inside a travel bag, they found a scene that will haunt them forever. Little Adonis was unresponsive, his eyes sunken, and his skin was sloughing, literally peeling off his body from decay. Despite the advanced decomposition, the infant showed no immediate signs of physical trauma. Kendall reportedly clammed up, refused to cooperate with investigators, and demanded a lawyer. At her arraignment in Kings County, a judge ignored the grisly details and granted Kendall supervised release, ordering a mental health evaluation while she awaits her next court date on May 26th. As of now, the medical examiner is working to determine exactly how and when that little boy died. If the autopsy reveals foul play, this duffel bag mom could see her charges upgraded from simple concealment to a far more permanent stay behind bars. And finally, talk about taking in sickness and in stealth to a whole new level. In Harrison County, Texas, a local man turned a roadside wreck into a family affair. After deputies found him perched on the roof of an SUV submerged in a watery ditch, the damp suspect decided to trade his sinking ship for his wife's pickup truck. Instead of calling for a tow, he allegedly ordered his better half to hit the gas and flee the scene. The high-speed honeymoon, though, did not last long, as cops quickly intercepted the pair before they could just drive off into the sunset. Now both are sharing a suite at the county jail, proving that when you order your spouse to be a getaway driver, your marriage is officially stuck in the mud. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.